The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through J.W. Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and J.W. Cole Advisors. J.W. Cole Financial, J.W. Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as the Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here's David Hayes.
Welcome to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Know to Win. Of course, that is the metaphor of my football, playing and coaching days, because yes, we all know, after listening to 36 previous podcasts, the time is ticking. Time is running out. The time to go is now. The 2017 tax cuts are set to expire at the end of 2025, giving us a real opportunity to act now and save ourselves from taxes destroying our retirement accounts before they go up for good. Now, today, I'm not going to talk specifically about retirement accounts. And of course, our main focus has been on income taxes as it relates to the retirement accounts. But today's focus is going to be on estate taxes. Yes, estate, E-S-T-A-T-E taxes. And the reason I think I want to bring this up today is an eye-opening meeting I had last weekend in Scottsdale, when it was evident that people with lots of money, and I'm not talking about $5 million, $10 million, $20 million, people with hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars, how they avoid paying any federal estate tax, or very little. It's because they know how to plan. But all the rest of us sit around and just wait for everything to be taken from us in the form of taxes, whether it's you living or when you're gone, somehow, some way, we have to pay for this. Now, the other thing that makes this narrative even better and more urgent is the fact that you could pull up usdebtclock.org. And if you haven't done that, please do it. usdebtclock.org. It is astounding, not just showing us how much debt we have, but how fast it's going up, about our unfunded liabilities, meaning the money that we've already promised that we don't have. When you do the calculation of interest alone and you say, okay, at $31 trillion at 1% cost of money, that's about $850 billion. We can handle that. But when you go to 3 and 4% interest on the debt, now it becomes trillions and trillions of dollars of debt each year, just interest that we have to pay. Yes, on top of everything else. And that's where the math really catches up with us. So where's all the money going to come from to pay for this? You, me, and yes, your estate. So let's first talk about what this means. So the federal estate tax has been around for quite some time. When I first started in 1994, it was around $600,000. If you had an estate larger than that, you paid federal estate tax. Went to a million, two, five, 10, went away completely, back down to five to 10. And then in 2017, with the tax cuts, it was doubled to basically $10 million per person. And currently with inflation bumps, it's about $12 million a person. If you're married, that's $24 million that you have that you can give away during your lifetime or when you die completely estate tax free. But like everything else in this tax code, it does sunset in 2025, and in 2026, it will be cut in half, so that $22 million for you and your family, your wife, your husband, will now be cut in half. So let's call it $10 million, just for giggles. And if you're single, call it five. So now you're like, okay, well, who cares, right? Who has $5 million? Who has 10? A lot of people do. And in fact, in this world with no pensions, and 401ks are the prominent land. Yeah, you may have $2 or $3 million when you retire, but what about when you die? I'm telling you right now, when I saw this attorney present, who represents a family office up in Chicago, a $1 billion family, the planning they do, you'll never get a pound of flesh from that group. So when they talk about billionaires, we're going to get the billionaires, we're going to get all these people, they're not going to get them. They know too much. They know how to plan. They're willing to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to attorneys to figure this stuff out. They have these crazy dynasty trusts they set up. They have these different types of arrangements where I can stick my entire business in this trust, which is completely out of my estate. And then if I want it back, I swap it for a promissory note. I mean, there's just back and forth and back and forth. And it's like, geez, I mean, how do you ever keep up with this stuff? They're going to say, you know what? Heck with that. We're never going to catch them. We're just going to come after the average people. And when I say average, I'm not talking about the average people, you know, that shop at Walmart every day, that eat a ton of peanut butter and drink soft drinks all the time. And, you know, that's not the average person I'm talking about. I'm talking about the average person with money. That's the person that has $3 or $4 million in their 401k. That's the person that has a house that's probably paid off. That's the person that owns some life insurance. Maybe it's the person that runs a small business. All of that goes into your estate. Now, let me go back to the where we are today and where we're going to go back to. So if today I have $12 million of exemption amount, that means if I die tomorrow, anything under $12 million goes free estate-wise, not tax-free if I have it in an IRA, but estate tax-free to my heirs. Anything above that would be taxed somewhere between around 45%. And in my career, it goes from 45 to about 55%. So that gets cut in half. But if you do planning now, if you start giving stuff away now, and I don't mean giving it away, but doing some of this advanced planning where you set up these dynasty trusts, you set up trusts, irrevocables that you can put money in, but there's a swap rule where I can swap stuff back and forth. I mean, you could put your business in that in a trust. The IRS has come back already this year and said, listen, any planning that you do relative to where the federal estate tax laws are today, you're going to be fine. There will be no clawback. So we're not going to claw back and say, yeah, you did that planning back then, but now here's what the rules say. No clawbacks. So you can also gift over, you know, $12 million during your lifetime to anyone you want. No clawback. That's also gifting to a trust. Gifting to a person or gifting to an entity is the same thing. So why do you want to plan for this now? Well, it's not so much, again, what you have now or what you have when you retire, but do a projection. I'm doing this for myself to say, you know what? If this is what I have today and this is what I expect to have in income and retirement, let's say, what are the projections of my value down the road? I literally was just sitting with a young couple who make good money, maxing out their 401ks, will not retire for probably 25 or 30 years. When they die, it's projected that they'll have somewhere around $35 to $40 million, right? And that's in regular, ordinary retirement stuff. This is real. This is real for real, normal, everyday people. So what I'm encouraging people to do is, first of all, understand not just where you are today, but where you're likely to be in the future. And will this federal estate tax catch up with you? And oh, by the way, if you didn't do proper Roth planning and put it into tax-free stuff, then you're going to have income taxes owed on your IRAs, and also that IRA gets included in the calculation for your estate. So what is your estate? It's everything. It's your IRAs, which may have double taxation, right? Real estate, life insurance. The death benefit of life insurance is included in your estate. Your businesses, your cars, everything. Yes, even Roth IRAs are included in the federal estate calculation. They may not be income taxed, but they are part of the federal estate tax. So I would do a projection. I'm doing it for myself. What will my estate likely look like when I'm 70, 80, or even 90? You might be surprised how many people it will catch. Don't wait to do the planning until 2025 when you say, okay, the rules are going to expire and it's going back to where it was before next year. I think I'll try to find someone to help me. Good luck. This attorney that spoke at this event I was at simply said, listen, if you don't do it now, don't wait until 2025 because everyone will be way too busy to help you. So I am personally, and I think I know a lot about this stuff, right? But the things they were talking about, I had heard about, but I have never experienced it in practice or personally. So I'm going to retain these lawyers. I'm going to retain these really incredibly smart people because I hope to have an estate tax problem, right? I want to have an estate tax problem. So what do I need to do? I need to hire people and pay people big money because if you have a big money problem, you need to pay big money to fix them. So I'm going to go through this process myself so I can learn more and more and more about that. So I can begin bringing that information back to help the regular person that's done a hell of a job saving for retirement, right? Did a hell of a job staying out of debt. And to be rewarded by when I die, half of it being sent to the federal government to only be pissed away, that's the kind of stuff that upsets me. And that's why I do this every single day. Now, if you would like to talk about how we can help you navigate these complicated issues, please go to cfci.us and contact us to set up your complimentary call or give us a call at 812-334-3190. We will make it happen. Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025 The Final Drive, by going to www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025 The Final Drive.